Could we left off with Daf Tes, but I think we had just quickly read the Mishnah, so we'll just go back, we'll just for a moment back to the Mishnah, pick it up. The Mishnah Chav Tes, but maybe get the Eretz Yisrael. If the person brings a get as a shlich in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no need to say it before the Nechav by Nechav. The Chola, and then the shlich gets sick, raise the Mishach B'yad Achim. So it's understood that he can appoint another shlich in his place. The Omolel told the Amenachet that's blown. But what if the Baal told the first shlich that when you bring the get to the woman, so I want you to bring get me something in return. Go pick up something from her in exchange. Then you shouldn't. The first shliach should not send it over to the second shliach. Because presumably the Baal doesn't trust anybody. If the Baal wants get to be given and then something in lieu of the get, so then how do you know that the Baal trusts the second guy? Is it the second guy is? So therefore, the shliach should not make a shliach under those circumstances. So the basic thrust of the Mishnah is that fundamentally in halacha, a shliach can't make another shliach unless there's reason to believe that the Baal is not happy with that. So Amr of Kahana. So Kahana now qualifies the Mishnah. Chala Tanahana. But when the Mishnah says that the first shliach can make a second shliach, that's talking about if the first shliach got sick. It means the Baal is only willing to have the first shliach handed over to somebody else. That's a good excuse. If not, so we assume that the stab of the das of the Baal, the husband probably wanted that he appointed Reuven as shliach, was Reuven to give the get. So Reuven can only hand it over if there's some kind of a unique situation, extenuating circumstances. It was a cheetah. That's obvious. The Mishnah says chol. The Mishnah gives us an example that the shliach got sick. So presumably the Mishnah is specifically to that case. It says now, mal the time, I would have thought, who had been afogav the lochala? That the halacha is that shliach number one can hand it over to shliach number two, even if he didn't get sick. I didn't tell you chala. So why does the Mishnah say that he's sick? That's just stop. Normally, the first guy's going to hand it over to somebody else that gave you a job to do. The assumption is you're going to do the job. So Kamash Balan, so comes up, who did the comes up to how to qualify the Mishnah that it's only if and when the Shaliach got sick, when the Shaliach didn't get sick, then it's understood that the Baal does not want to hand it over to the second fellow, and the first Shaliach has no right to do so. So the Gemara just wants to qualify the specifics of the case. Hey, what exactly are we talking about? If all the first, the Baal told the first shliach was bring the get, so that was a very very high beloshon. He didn't say you bring the get; he said bring the get. That just means get you get there. So then, why do we insist that only when the shliach gets sick, even if not? And if the Baal said to Reuven, says to the first shliach, you bring that get. So you means you. Why are you? Means nobody else. Afilu chala na'amilu. So even if the first shliach gets sick, he has no right to hand it over. So this distinction that the Mishnah is implying that when the first shliach is ill, then he can hand it over. If not, it doesn't seem to fit into any case. If the Baal is not specifically of the shliach, so then all bets are off. You can never hand it over. If the Baal is not so machbid, then you can always hand it over. And then the Gemara makes further reference. Even Rishimim Gamliel. And if this Mishnah is following that Tana of Shimon Gamliel, who's about to comment on this topic in a Braisa, so then Shimon Gamliel says the first shliach can never hand it over to the second shliach. So what is this all about? Who is Shimon Gamliel? What is the story? Decide. We learned in the following Braisa. Hola Gedzeli Ishti. The person says, bring this get. Notice he did not say, you bring the get. He said, just bring the get. So how many is it Mishach Liyad Acher? So then the first shliach can hand it over to somebody else. The connotation of just bring the gap doesn't mean anything. But second case, Atola gets a lishit. So the Baal spells out and says, you should be the one to bring it. Then the Braisa says, the first shliach does not have a right to hand it over to the second shliach. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Beinkach or Beinkach, Eina shliach osa shliach. Shimon Gamliel wasn't so medayik with the loshim. Shimon Gamliel says, it doesn't matter whether you said holech, whether you said ad holech, it doesn't matter what you said. The bottom line is that the Baal does not want the first shliach to hand it over to the second shliach. So when all the dust settles, we are not certain what is pshat this Mishnah. This Mishnah seems to be very, very unclear. Did he say ad? Did he not say ad? Is it a Tanakama? Is it Shimon Gamliel? The Mishnah that draws a distinction between the illness of the first shliach versus the shliach not getting sick doesn't fit into anything. Doesn't fit into any of the patterns that we know from the Braisa. So Ibai Seima, I'll give you a few pshatim in the Mishnah. Ibai Seima Holech, who the Cholav. That maybe the Mishnah is talking about Holech. He didn't say Ad Holech. And still, even though he didn't specify Ad Holech, only we get sick. I mean, you have, even though the Braisa doesn't speak about getting sick, just still getting sick, it's understood. The Mishnah says that's within. Ibai Seima Ad Holech. And it could be that the Mishnah is talking about that he specified and said, you bring the get. But even though he spelled out and yelled and screamed, I want you to be the guy, it's understood that if he can't do it, he can't do it. What are you going to do? The guy's sick, the guy's laying in bed. What is he going to do? So he can hand it over to somebody else. Well, if you want, I'll say, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even though our mission is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the biggest machmer, he says you can't hand it over to get under any circumstances. Not any circumstances. If the shliach gets sick, then it's different. So the bottom line is that even though when you read the Braisa and the Tanoim were fighting about what the Nusach was, what the Lashon was, what the Baal did or didn't say, and no mention is made about the Shliach getting incapacitated, the bottom line is that's what really matters. At the end of the day, that if the Shliach gets sick, that trumps everything, that breaks everything, and the Shliach has the right to hand it over to the second one because it's self-evident that the Baal wants the job ultimately to get done. So again, it's very technical. We're just trying to figure out what the Das HaBaal is. That's the bottom line. There's no grandiose wonder scheme going on here. It's just to figure out if the Baal wants it, then you do it. If the Baal doesn't want it, then obviously you can't do it. So Tanan. So the Gemara now continues to try to analyze this. Tanan, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, the Chol, Eretz Mishach, Be'er. So our Mishnah does give the possibility of handing it over to somebody else. Again, it depends when. Was it Ah? Was it Holech? Was it a Chola? You can work out the details. But the possibility exists out there of handing over a get to a second shliach, a minimum. Now we have a problem because we have another Mishnah much, much later on that seems to say that under no circumstances can anybody hand over the mission they were given. If Reuven was appointed to be in charge of his get, he's got to see to it that the get gets done. Or, you know, what was the case? If a person says to two people, Tenu get le'ishti, says, give a get to my wife. Even though he didn't mamish say kisfu, he didn't spell out they should be the ones to write it. It's understood. That's what he meant. Olish loshor. Even if he said to three people who are a little bit of a based in the format, kisfu get it through the ishti. He spelled out, write it. You guys write it. You guys give it. Harel yichtiv of yitnu. So the Mishnah says explicitly, they have to be the ones to do it. In of a shliach lo. There's no way in the world that if a person, a group of people were appointed to be shlichim to write a get, that they can hand it over to somebody else. So now we have a little bit of a problem. Because when it comes to nesina saget, so our mission and our brice discuss the possibility of handing over the mission to somebody else. When it comes to ksiva saget, all bets are off. So the one wants to know conceptually, why is it that ksiva saget was so much more machmeran? That the writing of the get, if you were appointed to be the writing of the get, you have to do it, nobody else. Messina, we can negotiate. Messina, we can talk about. So what's the difference? So Amr Abaye says the answer is also not a grandiose lumdish answer, says Abaye. It's simply a Matzias question, what the Das HaBaal was. Custom type of my, we should be Zoyan the Baal. When it comes to Ksiva Saget, so there's reason to believe that the Baal doesn't want it to become so public that he handed over the writing to somebody else, because truthfully, he should write it himself. The chassid will save a grease. Why can't he write it? So the answer is he doesn't know how to write. He doesn't know how to, he's not so experienced. So he's a little bit embarrassed. So Nebuch has to knock on the door of the rabbi and say, Rabbi and assistant rabbi, please, you guys take care of the get. The last thing he wants is for them to start to hand it over to other people, and more people know that he's not proficient in how to write his own get. So therefore, there's a little bit of bizarre. And the Baal is going to be upset if the rabbi hands it over to somebody else. So the minute that the Baal gets upset, the Baal may be thinking, I don't want this to happen. I don't want those guys, the third fellows, to write the get for me. So that's going to be a huge problem. Then the get's being gritted without the consent of the husband. That's going to disqualify the get in the Torah. Whereas when it comes to the Nesinas again, what's the embarrassment? I'm out of town. Who gives the get? Couldn't care less who gives the get. So comes the Gemara and says, at least according to Baye, there's no grandiose difference. There's no fundamental difference between Ksiva and Nesina. It's just a question. It's simply a psychological assessment. Is the husband upset or not upset? If the husband wants these guys, then you better do these guys. The husband could kill less than somebody else.
Just thinking psychologically, I would think that someone who would be more concerned who's handing it to the person, because that's a personal thing, than who's writing. That's not a personal thing. In other words, the writing itself of giving the get is not a personal thing. Handing the get to someone is that emotional, psychological, okay, you know.
I'm not sure. I don't know how much emotional, psychological the guys in the Gemara were. I think they were more worried about Tachas Busha. It's like, I didn't want people to think this, and I'm all right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much that plays a role. I'm not sure. So Rabbi says, wait a second. Rabbi says, no. We have it all not correct. This difference in Ksiba and Asina is much more basic. It's a lamda shechilah. It's a fundamental chilah about the very nature of shalichas altogether, about the possibility of one shalich handing it over to another shalich. Rav Amar, mishum demile ninu, umile la mimtzer el shalich. Rav says, nesimnes aget. So Reuven hands a piece of paper. There's an action. Reuven gives something to Shimon. So Reuven get an action to Shimon. Shimon can transfer that action to Levi if the Baal's not too upset about it. When it comes to Ksivas aget, Reuven didn't hand an action to Shimon. Reuven just gave a command. It's called Mili. He gave him words. So Reuven said to Shimon, write a get. So Shimon's going to take that statement, write a get, and hand it over to someone else. It's not nitfas. It's not chal. You can't have shliach also shliach on something which is only Mili alone. And therefore, the whole shliach is batel mevutel min haTorah. So whereas Abaye was focusing on, is the Baal kiyah, is the Baal not kiyah, is he embarrassed, is he not embarrassed. Abaye was very, you know, assessing what the das Baal was. Rabbi says, no, there's much more going on to the sugya. There's a lumbish reason that it can't work. So my
Even if it did work, would the lishma aspect of it carry over?
I mean, but that's the thing. It would be a chisard and tzivya baal. So whenever you have a chisard and tzivya baal, according to many, that's by definition a chisard and lishma. So my benayim. So Tachas, what's the difference? At the end of the day, the din is the same. At the end of the day, the sina can be handed over sometimes. Ksiva can never be handed over. So who cares whether you go down a Abaye's route of Bizar and Abal, if you go down Rava's route of Milam and Soshna, it's all the same thing. What if a parallel halacha would be true? Not there yet. By a shaliach matono. Let's say Reuben says to Shimon, write a shtar that's going to give him a transfer of my real estate to somebody. And Shimon gets lazy, hands it over to somebody else to do it. But does that work or not? So according to Rav, it doesn't work. According to Rav, it's fundamental. It's impossible in halacha to hand over words alone to a second shliach. According to Abaye, you can do that. There's no such rule. According to Abaye, it's just a question of the husband embarrassed or not. The husband's embarrassed, but the guy selling the real estate is not embarrassed. Who cares? It's not thinking twice about it. He hires his lawyer. The lawyer wants to hire another lawyer. Hire another lawyer. What do I care about? Now, so the sum of the point is that the get, that by a get, Rashi explains it. Ain't a level kosmo, because when it comes to the writing of a shtar batana, so it's really the upday supposed to write the shtar, that the makabel is supposed to pay the sofa for the shtar. So the mocha is not embarrassed by that. The fact that somebody else is writing a get for it doesn't matter. It's the other guy's. But by a get, the chosva said the kriso, so the husband's supposed to be the one really in charge. So the guy's, when he says this, like, oh, you really couldn't care less about it. It comes to and says that this machlek is a man. Rabba was an age old machlek. The pulled in Rabba Shmuel. Rabba matana ain't a get. Shmuel a matana ain't a get. The Rav said that a matana is not the same as a get. It doesn't have that concern of handing over. And Shmuel says that it does. But then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said, "Bimamul toli a menachem isponi." If Reuven says to Shimon, "Be my shliach to bring the get," and by the way, in addition to giving bring the get, so bring me back something from the woman. So comes the Gemara, and comes the Mishnah and says, then the shlich should not hand it over to the seventh shlich. Maybe the Baal doesn't trust, he doesn't know who the second guy is, maybe he doesn't trust him to be carrying back the item from the woman. So Amar Shlokish, Khan Shana Rebbe, Shlokish tells us that in this Mishnah, Rebbe taught us the following statement, Ein ha-shol rosh l'hashil v'en-asocha rosh l'haskir. When you borrow something, you're not allowed to lend it out to somebody else. And when you rent something, you're not allowed to rent it out to somebody else without permission of the owner. Why? Because the person has a right to say, "Ein ritzoni shepigdoni bi'aracher." I trust you. I don't necessarily trust someone who you trust. So if I lend you my car, you have no right to lend the car to somebody else. Yes, specifically. So as Shlokish said, that's alluded to in this Mishnah. And the Mishnah says the shliach number one can't give shliach number two the get because the chayfetz is coming back from the woman, and we have no way of knowing where the Baal wants that, whether he trusts the second fellow, That's the source for the statement of Enosho Rosh Lahashil. Rabbi Yechon said, Zo afilu tineka shebeis rabin yon nasa. Rabbi Yechon says, everybody knows that. I don't need a Mishnah. Rabbi Dan Ossi had to write that. Any Tom Tikkanari can figure out that a child could figure this out. Now, I'm not allowed to hand over your property unless I get permission from you to do it. So I don't need a Mishnah to get to tell me that. So Rabbi Yechon says, the reason why the Mishnah is here is to tell me, elazim in the gitanam will have it. Sometimes what the shliach number one did was so profoundly wrong. It was so against the rutzon, against the will of the balabais of the baal, the get, that the get may even be thrown into question. The whole kashrus, the whole validity of the get may be puzzled. So it's not just according to shliach, it's like a lechetchil. Like, don't be dishonest. Don't be a bad guy. Don't hand over somebody's property, somebody else without asking them. But shliach didn't think anything impacted on the get. The evidence says no. Get could potentially be puzzle. Why could the get be puzzle? Because of the zim the get the nav lo habi the nasik mishu amalo al the gash of rabbis v'gir shem aliyah. Let's say Reuben says to the shliach, I insist that you give a get to my wife in the house. You better do it in the house in the living room. The guy gives it again the attic. So does that impact on the get? Objectively not, but yes. The answer is subjectively yes. Because the baal made an onus shigas and he has this crazy kapeda to give it only in the house, not in the attic. And the shliach violated what he said, so that will invalidate the get itself. Because again, the get has to be b'rtzon ha'baal. The baal is a meshugah. You have to cater to the meshugah. So the baal says in the house, get it in the house. Al tegash shall be min b'girsh b'smol. He said, you better divorce her using your right hand, and the shliach used his left hand. So again, does that matter? No. But the baal said about it. So whatever meshugah the baal makes, that's going to be a problem. So to over here. If the Baal says, I only want you to be shaliach because I want you to pick up that item from my ex-wife, and only you and nobody else, I don't trust anybody else. So the Baal made whatever the shigas tanan that he made. So he made. We're not encouraging him to make these silly conditions. He made. So comes the and says, so what would the extent of these conditions be as follows? The kulay alma, everyone would agree. So if he goes to the woman and she gives him the chayfish, she gives him the item first, and then he gives her the get, so that's not so bad. Let me assume the husband's okay with that. But the husband's really nervous about is unfortunately, tragically, you know, sometimes husbands do these terrible things, a little blackmail. If he wants the, he's not, doesn't really want to give it a get, but he'll give it again if she gives him enough incentive. So if the, now again, we're not encouraging this, we're actually discouraging it, we're screwing him, yelling him, and we're bonking him, but the show, it's terrible what he's doing. But Lemaise, at the end of the day, he has to consent to giving it again. So if he makes this condition, I don't want you to give that yet until you first pick up that item. So if you pick up the item first and then you give it again, okay, so you did what the husband wants. Like he pleaded, but what if the husband said, the husband said, I insist you, shaliach, get the item first and then give it again. The shaliach changed the order. The shaliach gave the get first and then he got the item. So in the end of the day, he got the item. At the end of the day, the husband did get his blackmail, but the husband didn't like that because that order undermined his command. That was too risky for him. He didn't want to hand over that get until he got the item first. So now the shaila is Rabbi Yochanan posts above Chol Shem Shlucho. Rabbi Yochanan says that get can be puzzled because the Baal expressed his mishigas, his crazy blackmail tonight. So it's a problem. So if you, even the first shliach who does it, that's a problem. Kavachonim, the second shliach who does it. Therefore, it's not a good idea for the first shliach to hand it over to the first shliach because the second shliach may not remember what the order is. At the end of the day, the husband got his money back. She got a get. I ordered that order a little bit. At the end of the world, it's not going to be. So the bottom line is, according to the Yochanan, that be very, very, very careful. If you, any time that the get is connected to this blackmail condition, we're trying to discourage as much as we can. The tacha, the husband sticking to his gun, so we have to honor his absurd request. Because otherwise, it's going to run to question the cash of the get.
Why does Rishlakish say it's okay?
Rishlakish apparently understood that at the end of the day, the Baal's all right because he did get the chayfet. He got a little bit out of order, but at the end of the day, he gave it a get and he got his chayfet. So he's flicking it a little bit.
So if the woman, let's say, somehow manipulates that the husband doesn't get what he wants at the end.
Yeah, that's a problem.
We win.
Yeah, it's a problem. Right. Because if the get is given on the false pretense that the husband is not agreeing to it, whatever his craziness is, he's not agreeing to it.
Don't we say that really the person really, if let's say both, okay, I see afterwards.
Because the Mishnah continues on top of the test of this. And maybe you get Medina Sayyam. So now it gets a little more complicated because the person is bringing a get, but it's Medina Sayyam. So not only do we have to reckon with the Nesim Sayyam, yeah, we have to reckon with the saying of Fanechta. It seems like we can never get away from we're 35 to Mesechta, we're still back to Fanechta. So maybe you get Medina Sayyam the Chola, and now the Shlich gets sick. Osa Shlich with Beis Din. So here, the shliach has to appoint another shliach, but it has to be in the presence of Beis Din, because there has to be a saying of a Fanechta, Fanechta. And Fanechta, Fanechta can't be said in a vacuum. You can't just, you know, relay race, hand it over to another shliach on the side. It's got to be done formally in Beis Din. Now, the first shliach hands it over in the Beis Din, and he says, in the front of the Beis Din, Fanechta, Fanechta. The second shliach doesn't have to say it. Unless he can't say that, as you say, he didn't see it. Ella, I'm a shlich bezin. He just has to say, I'm a shlich bezin. So built into that statement is, it's understood that we hope and pray that the first bezin did their work properly, and they administered in a mir sefaynecha faynecha. So Amar le Rabbanu le Avimi b'Rei Rabbi Abo. So the Chacham said to Avimi, the son of Rabbi Abo, Bo mi neighbor Rabbi Abo, ask your father, ask Rabbi Abo the following question. Shaliach de shaliach. Mash v'shaliach olo. Can a shaliach of a shaliach make another shaliach as well? This idea that we're having one shaliach making another shaliach, and before nechtam is getting slept over to the next shaliach, is there a limit to that? I mean, we keep on going. 100 shalichim, as long as it was the original farnech farnechtam, so we let this keep on going. Olo, or maybe not. So Amalu, how about
Lifnei Beis Din? Lifnei Beis Din. Then we just understand.
Well, this is the unique kind of a shliach as a shliach that involves the Beis Din because of Farnechta, but the Chachamim weren't sure is there a limit with the
Beis Din. Even
Beis Din, right? Do we say this is a little too far? So Amalu, so Abibi said back to them, how about Tiboy Luchu? He says, no. This is not a question. You don't have to ask this question. B'diktoni ein shlicha acharon. The lashon of the Mishnah was that the last shliach doesn't have to say mechlau, the master shliach. The word acharon means there are a lot of them. Acharon doesn't mean the second one. Acharon means the last one. It means there are a few of them. But the real shaliach you have to ask is as follows. What you should really be asking is, keep asher shliach with days of fish with days. So true, the original shliach one to shliach two has to be done a days then, because you require the saying of a fainecha fainechtam. What about the subsequent shliach? So you have the seventh shliach is handing the real lyrics, he's handing over to the eighth guy. That also has to be Beis Din. So should we argue? Beis Din is necessary when you go from one to two because it necessitates the Fanechta, Fanechta. When you're down to seven to eight already, right? 3 to 4, 5 to 6, 11 to 12, what do you need the Beis Din for? It's just a regular shliach or shliach. So Amulei, so they said, no, that's not a question. Halam of Vailan, Vidiktani ala Omashlech Beis Din ani. It says in the Mishnah, the Mishnah's lashon is that the final guy has to say Shlach Beis Din. So the final guy is not the Shlach Beis Din. It's not going to work. So once we're dealing with a shlichus, which necessitates a fainechta, a shlichus and medina sayam, the whole rules are different. In the last Tugginum and Aleph, we're talking about shlichus of a get in Eretz Yisrael. So shlichus of a get in Eretz Yisrael is just simply the nesidus aget to make sure the ruts and the bowels are placed, everything's good to go. Whereas over here, when we're dealing with a shliach of the Medina Sayyam, which is necessitates the Farnechtam, so then Beis Din now is critical because the Farnechtam has to be said in Beis Din, and every shliach along the way has got to be, at least the last shliach, has to be done in Beis Din. So Nachum Yitzchak Basiyachi, so Nachum Yitzchak had a little bit of a different version as to what Avima and Rabbi Abo, what they were all talking about. Amulei Rabbanu Avim Brindu Abo, according to Nachum Yitzchak's version, the Rabbanan asked Avimi, the son of Rabbi Abo, Bominim Rabbi Abo, answer Rabbi Abo the following question. Shaliach to Shaliach, Kimashri Shaliach with Beis Din, or Shalom with Beis Din. It was the opposite. And the original question that was posed was, does the subsequent Shalichim have to be done in Beis Din? Is it literally 180 degree opposite of the original version? Amaluhu. So Avimi said to them, He said, wait a second, you're asking about whether you did base din. I'm not even sure you can have one making two in Medina Sayyam. So Amulay, so they said to him, nah, halukum b'ayla. So that's not a shayla. It's not in a shlech ha'achron, because the shlech ma'ash shlech. The Mishnah says, shlech ha'achron, which means that it is possible for one shlech to make a second shlech, and second to make a third. Elikikum b'ayla, a shayla is a vase or shlech b'ayla. Amulhu, so Abimi responded back to them, your shayla is not my shayla. Hanam lo t'boy l'chul. What you asked is not a question. Tari ala omer shlech b'ayla ani. That since the law of Mishnah is that Amushlech Beis Din, the end of the day, he's got to be made by the Beis Din. So it's a little bit of a nuanced difference in between the days of the original Shalom, Rabbi Abo was the first generation of Amorim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak was a later generation of Amorim in Bavel. So a couple of years, a couple of miles between them. So we're not 100% sure what the give or take was. We know there was a give or take back 100, 200 years earlier about can the shlich be done shalom beis din? Can you have multiple shlichim in chutz la'aretz? There's a little bit of the two different versions. Unclear what exactly the give and take was. So now the Gemara switches back to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabba shlich Eretz Yisrael also kama shluchim. So Rabba said that in Eretz Yisrael the sky's the limit. There's no b'fay nechem b'fay nechem. So one shlich, second shlich, 100 shlich. As long as the Baal is not angry about this, so then that is going to work. So Amar Rav Ashi puts the brakes on this and says, "It may rishon but lukulon." Rav Ashi says, "If the first shlich dies, then all bets are off. Then all the shlichs are bottled." So Rav Ashi seemed to understand that the first shlich is the main guy. Everyone's coming mikocho from his power, and if shlich number 17 wants to give the get, but shlich number 1 died, so then the game is over. So Amar Marba Rav Ashi. So Marba Rav Ashi had a comment about what his father said. Had the Abba de Katnusahi, very striking lesson. He said that which my father said, this statement, he said when he was younger, means it wasn't really right. So he said in a very, very comical way that his father's statement was wrong. So when he said he was still a Shiva Bacha. Why? What's the svar where Abasha is not correct? If the husband would die, Mide Bashasha Isbu, then obviously the Shlichus have nothing to stand on. Kulu Mikoch Manko also. All the shlichim are coming based on whose authority, because the Baal also. Everybody's a shlich of the Baal. Number 17 is eventually down the line shlich of the original Baal. Easy the Baal is never cool. If the Baal's around, then the shlichs are good. Lazy the Baal is never cool. If the Baal's not around, then all the shlichs are are bought hell. So the fact that the first shliach thought the first shlich of anything, first shlich, he's not the Baal, he's not pulling the strings. So if any of the shlich along the way died, that's irrelevant. What matters is the husband alive. If the husband's alive, then everything is good to go. So a man sent to get to his wife. So the shlich said, I'm not a good guy to pick. He said, I don't even know who your wife is. So what am I going to do? So Amalei, the Baal said, no problem. Zu yavi la'abim amin yumi. Said, bring it to the town where my wife lives and go find Abim amin yumi. And apparently everyone knew who he was. He knows my wife. He'll be the shaliach. So he went to go bring the get, and he couldn't find Abba Yumi. The shaliach is a pickle. He has no idea who the wife is. His phone wasn't working to call the Baal back. He couldn't text him a picture. He doesn't know who the wife is. Abba Yumi is nowhere around. So Ashkel and Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chanina my papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he saw the three great Amorim sitting and learning, sitting and having the Torah. Yosef, Rav Safra Gabayu, and Rav Safra was there. So he came to the three Rabbanim and Dad. What am I supposed to do? I'm walking around with this guy. I have no idea who the woman is. Abba Yumi is not around. Where do I go? So Amor Levi said, no problem. I saw him. He said, just give leave us again. Chiyesi Abba Yumi, Nesfina Lei, Belezel, Nesfina La. Leave the get with us, and we'll give it to Abba Yumi. And Abin Yumi will in turn give it to the get. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I'm the Rav Safra, the shlich the Gevushinu. So he said, wait a second, this shaliach wasn't given authority to divorce the wife. That wasn't his job. His job was to be the mailman. His job was to deliver it to Abin Yumi. He wasn't given this free reign to start handing over the get to other people. So he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So if he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so his shlich was his bottom. So the whole thing was bottom. So Mehecha tasted that he has a right. It's not handing over to three other rabbanim.
So, he was supposed to.
Well, he wasn't supposed to get. He wasn't supposed to.
You know what?
Oh, that's the Gemara is going to backpedal that. His original goal was not to, was to give it to the wife. Oh, so you're mechavet with what the maskana the Gemara is. So we're going to have to stop the story in the middle of the drama as to what happened. Meanwhile, you have to hang in there. We don't know who the woman is. And Yumi's out of town, and this get is floating around, and like three rabbanim, and I'm trying to figure out whether that was good or no good. Of good to Shema. Until Monday, got to wait. I don't know. I don't know. To hold your breath till Monday and figure out what happened. For 1700 years, the world has gone on since Abin Yumi did.
I would think that once you get